sorry.
It happens that ushers in the season of spring. Like the other cross-quarter holidays, Beltane, Lunasa, and Samhain, it brings the transition from one season to another. So in secular societies, our calendars tell us that spring begins at the coming vernal equinox, which is March 19th this year, which also happens to be long and equinox, maybe. But we pagans know that the seasons actually begin 6 weeks earlier than the secular calendar tells us that it does. So in bulk, this past February 2nd is about the time that we notice the days are growing longer, and if we look closely enough and under last year's leaves, we can see the emergence of the new growth of our beloved plant companions.
Yay.
Those allies that gives us with precious oxygen and nutrients and deliciousness of every kind, perfume, taste, and visual beauty. And this is the promise of early spring, this new life that is emerging. And it's always a welcome sight to see the return of life. And in our sun-worshipping culture, most prefer this side of the wheel. There are less of us who prefer the darkness and the coldness of winter. But regardless of what you prefer, we all know it's a cycle, so just hang in there, and you'll have your favorite again soon enough. She said to herself, because it's never dark long enough for me, and you will always come way too fast for me. So the seeds that fell or were collected at Mabon, the seeds that went dormant at Samhain, gestated through Yule, are now beginning to stir and awaken. The dictionary tells us that gestation is the period or act of carrying young in the uterus. So we may think of these seeds as our young, and the earth as the uterus who bears them. And this strengthening sun and lengthening days sends a signal that penetrates into the earth like a cosmic alarm clock. Wake up, it says. Did you have a good sleep? Any memorable dreams? Wake up now. Time to start growing again. And the response is usually a sleepy, okay, just 5 minutes. Or more like 6 minutes, just 6 minutes. That would be some snooze button, huh? 6 minutes. Kind of like, we are the groundhog who sees his shadow and goes back to the ground for 6 minutes. Pagan roots for our most secular holidays. And why? Because nature is our common ground. And at this time in the wheel of the year, the days are becoming visibly longer, and we are grateful for the expansion of growth and the welcoming of the light.